Okay, I have questions from Anupam Devidasi, and she says, from what stage does Krishna direct a devotee's life? So the answer there is that from the stage where a devotee says to Krishna, and mean it, from this day on, I'm yours. From that day on, Krishna takes charge. I think we've had this question before. This verse, Sakrideva Prapano Yastavas Machicha Yachati. From that moment that someone says, I'm yours, I take charge of him, make him fearless, guide his life. Krishna says this, Lord Ramachandra says it, seems like a favorite statement of the Lord. And of course it is, because he's really seeing, some progress or someone coming towards him. So from that stage, but it has to be for real. Now her questions continue on. She says, does Krishna even Krishna arrange the spiritual life of a beginner devotee, or is it the material energy? Well, it's not a question of beginner or not beginner. It's a question of whether someone actually really surrenders, which depends upon what kind of faith does he have, and that will really depend upon the type of association someone has. But yajatam amprapadyante, Krishna gives us as a sort of a general principle that we can apply to different kinds of reciprocation. He says, yes, to the degree that you surrender, I take responsibility. So if you're fully surrendered, he takes full responsibility. If not, well, sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't. Look at Draupadi Devi. So Shakuni was trying to disrobe her, and she was trying to protect herself. Well, she was holding on with both hands, calling for Krishna, but Krishna didn't come. She was calling for Krishna, holding on with one hand. But Krishna is still waiting. Well, you still don't need me. But when the issue was that she let go, and with both hands she put on, then Krishna thought, oh, now she really needs me. So that's the kind of surrender that Krishna reciprocates with whoever that devotee is, beginner, old devotee, doesn't matter. When someone's really dependent on Krishna, then Krishna reciprocates. Okay, now here she says, a beginner or a little devotee, can we have faith in the fact that Krishna is going to remember us at the time of death? Yes, why not? Why not? Once again, it's an issue of service and surrender. If the service and surrender is there, then why would Krishna not remember a devotee? And we've discussed this before in the past, whatever the difficulty or circumstances a devotee may be in, why won't Krishna remember? But I just want to get back to this point about, well, a beginner devotee, etc. Sometimes I hear this kind of terminology. I'm not so advanced, I'm just a beginner, I'm a neophyte, etc., from devotees who've been around for a long, long time. And but that's not what Krishna is expecting. In other words, they just become excuses for not surrendering to Krishna. When that's the kind of beginner, little devotee we're talking about, then where these terms are just excuses for not really applying ourselves to Krishna consciousness, then Krishna himself thinks, well, I mean, how much is this devotee really interested in me? Why isn't he interested in chanting my name with ecstasy? Why doesn't he hear about me? Doesn't he like me? Why is he not reading Srimad Bhagavatam? And doesn't he like my instructions in the Bhagavad Gita? Is he looking for something else, something better on the internet? So then it's like with Draupadi. Then why will Krishna reciprocate? Of course, Krishna can do whatever he wants. But still, Krishna is also a person, and he's looking for some kind of real personal reciprocation. So where is that personal reciprocation? That yes, we're not just ritualists and so on, but that we are real devotees. We are really devoted to Krishna, and we're giving our lives to Krishna. We're here for him. We're not just into practicing some religion and being called, yeah, yeah, I'm a Hare Krishna. So a little more than just that. And then she's asks the last question here in japa and in service. What does it mean, the mood of japa and service? Okay, that's a good question, interesting question. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, just lost something, there it is. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami quotes the Trinadapi verse, and he said you should wear this around your neck, like a garland. So that gives the real symptoms of humility and how we should conduct ourselves. So Kaviraj Goswami is saying that yes, this should be your mood. Humility should be your mood in both service and surrender. Now, what does the humility mean, or how does it manifest? Well, one thing is nice behavior with others, as it's stated here. But ultimately, humility is going to come out in a way where a devotee actually recognizes his own worthlessness and starts thinking, wow, here I am in the material world, what an unfortunate situation. Somehow I've gotten the opportunity to meet Vaishnavas and chant Krishna's holy name, but still I'm so unqualified. And this pure devotional service, it's such a elusive thing. What to speak of Krishna? When am I going to have the opportunity to chant in ecstasy, to chant with love? When will I be able to see Krishna, meet Krishna, and engage directly in service to him? But actually, I'm not very qualified for these things. I don't really have a qualification, but still I have the desire, and I'll keep trying. So this type of mood, this is what the mood of chanting Hare Krishna is a devotee in one sense feels a type of spiritual despondency. Humility manifests like that I'm such a rascal, I've left Krishna, and now here, this is my only access to Krishna, the holy name. I have this very wonderful thing. And when the devotee is thinking like that, then he doesn't chant with inattention. Then he's very attentive. Oh, this wonderful thing, Krishna's name, and uh, I'm even though I'm so unqualified, I still have the opportunity. So Nam Namakari Bhavdaniya Jasadva Saktish Tatrapitani Amita Smaranina Kala Eta Drishitava Kripa Bhagavan Mamati Durdaiva Midrisham Mihajani Nanuraga Mihajani Nanuraga. I don't have any Anurag. When will it come? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these verses are very helpful for cultivating that mood of, and you've heard Prabhupada say it often, vipralamba, mood of vipralamba, seva, service and separation. This is what service and separation means. We always have some kind of conception or self-conception of who we are and what we are. Now, when we adopt this type of mood, this type of identity, then that becomes the conducive mood for practicing Krishna consciousness, and that's what devotees need to be able to attain and practice and cultivate that attitude, because that's how you advance in spiritual life. You don't advance in spiritual life with the idea of that I'm seeing Krishna or I've met Krishna, but rather that I'm unqualified. So I could say a lot, but that's enough. But yes, there has to be that humility means feelings of separation that should be removed. Hare Krishna.